Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The movie War Room recently premiered in theaters around the country. It is a movie produced by the Kendrick Brothers, and it's about what we need here in America, a revival and prayer to bring this country back to its founding, to bring it back to God. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this and the need for revival in America with Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, the Kendrick Brothers have had a string of successes with regards to their movies, faith-based, family-friendly movies. They've had the original one, Flywheel. They've had Facing the Giants, Fireproof, Courageous, and their most recent movie, War Room, which talks about not war in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, praying and bringing revival and calling for God's intervention, not only in our lives, but in our communities, in our country. And that's the essential issue and the message of War Room. It's time for people to turn back to God and to pray. Prayer actually does work.
Yeah, when about the movie, it says it's challenged to establish a war room and a battle plan for prayer for their family, referring to a number of characters here in the movie. And as you point out, prayer, the power of prayer is just absolutely remarkable for your family and your private life, for individuals, for family. And certainly historically throughout biblical times all the way to today, for a nation. And we are in desperate need of prayer for this nation, unlike at any other time in our very short history. And we need to be encouraged. I mean, everyone sees what's happening around this country, that it is coming apart at the seams, a radical progressive in the White House, I believe intentionally trying to bring America down, to dumb it down to the lowest common secular denominator of other European nations and other nations around the world. But I'm not ready to give up on the United States of America. We were a nation founded on the Judeo-Christian ideals, and I believe we are a nation that can return through revival and prayer to those roots.
Well, if you go back to the book of Esther, you had an impossible situation where the king issued a decree that was irrevocable. The king couldn't even change that decree if he wanted to. No one could change the decree once it was signed by the king. It was an irrevocable law. That was the law of the Persians. And that particular law that was enacted by this king was that all the Jews on a particular day were going to be slaughtered. They're all going to be killed. Now, there's a specific day. It's 6 weeks since the time of this particular enactment. So 6 weeks from the time it was enacted, all the Jews are going to die. How do you turn that situation around? You can't change the law. It's the most powerful land in the country. There's no force on earth that could come against Persia and stop it. You can't flee. You're done. 6 weeks from now, you're done. So what did they do? Well, Esther and Mordecai, they each gathered people and they began a 3 days of fasting and prayer. And that began a series of events that ultimately changed the impossible to the possible. And the Jews were not annihilated 6 weeks from the time that the decree was entered. In fact, they were triumphant. And today the Jews annually celebrate what's called the Feast of Purim. How do you turn that around? Well, it was absolutely impossible with man. But as Jesus says, all things are possible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And Jesus himself prayed. He prayed after the feeding of the multitudes. He prayed 3 times in the Garden of Gethsemane just before he went to the crucifixion. He taught his disciples how to pray, and that's where we get the Lord's Prayer. Jesus himself, the Son of God, spent lots of time in prayer, and if he spends time in prayer, then how much more should we spend time in prayer? And there's so many instances, not only in the Bible, but through history and in personal lives, in our own lives, how prayer has made a difference. And that's really what this movie is calling people to do, to pray. You know, there's so many things that we face that are insurmountable, just completely at odds and that is completely impossible in the physical realm. With regards to where our country is, we've slaughtered over 50 million, nearly 60 million babies in the womb. The Supreme Court opinion of five people have attempted to redefine the natural created order of marriage. We have situations that are taking place with our economy, with our national security, with the assault of Islamic jihadism against the West and against free countries, against anyone who doesn't agree with their ideology. All of these things are coming and converging at the same time. The only hope that we have is for a supernatural intervention and calling upon God in prayer.
That's right, Matt. You know, Scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, one of the other pervasive things we see occurring is this burgeoning assault on religious liberty, intentional assault on particularly Christianity. I'm reminded of Romans 11. You remember Paul is saying, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means, for I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. He goes on to talk about Elijah and how Elijah appealed to God, said, Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what was God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. And then Paul says, so too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by God. And Matt, there is a remnant of intercessory prayer warriors out there. And this is, you know, there is a remnant, I believe, chosen by God for today here in the United States that through the power of prayer can return this great nation to its biblical roots.
Well, in fact, War Room, you're right, premiered, just released last Friday nationwide. I encourage you to see it. On Thursday in Orlando, Florida, Liberty Council rented a facility, a movie theater. We started off with a movie theater that accommodated almost 200 people, 180 to 190 people. That sold out in just a few days. And then we went to the largest theater, which was nearly 300 people, about 280-some people total seats, and that sold out within a few days as well. So from beginning to the end, from announcement to the time that this theater was completely sold out, where we did the premiere the day before the national release, was 5 days. In 5 days, 300 people, and plus a longer waiting list of people wanted to come and see this premiere. So we started off with praise and worship beforehand. The theater was very gracious to allow that to begin. We had no trailers of any other movies that were shown, and then War Room was shown. And we had prayer intercessors from around Central Florida and throughout Florida that came to this event, prayer intercessors that are with churches and other groups, coming together to unite with one another and to pray for this country. And I pray that this particular movie, War Room, really has an impact on our nation around the country, bringing us and reminding us of the importance to pray and bring revival and renewal to our land.
That's right. The movie is called War Room, warroomthemovie.com. I encourage people to check out where it's showing in your area. Go see this movie as soon as possible because, Matt, as you know, the number of theaters that movies are played in, it goes back to in the first couple, 3 weeks, how many people actually go and view the movie.
That's right. So the first weekend is a major time for a movie, but the second weekend is also a major time for a movie. So if you missed it this past weekend, or even if you have seen it, encourage a friend, encourage some of the members of your church, and take them to the next showing in your area. Watch for War Room in your community. And remember that nothing is impossible with God. Prayer does work. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Certainly, Liberty Council is on the front lines with regards to religious liberty, battling in the courts and the halls of public policy and those arenas all over the country, and even with a major outreach in Israel. But we certainly understand that the battle is not physical only. It is a spiritual warfare. And Ephesians chapter 5 speaks of that spiritual warfare. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and high places. That is what our battle is about. It's not against individuals. It's against Satan himself. And the only way to be able to be on equal footing, so to speak, is to pray and to ask God for his intervention. And with God, nothing is impossible. I encourage you, never give up. Pray and make sure that you seek the face of our Lord. With God, nothing is impossible. Again, visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.